More on these stories, townhall.com.
Good morning, 95 South near the airport. There's been a wreck. We're watching the traffic cams, and we don't see any backup just yet. 295 South at 95 on the south end of town. There is a broken down car. And if you're at 295 South at US 17, lots of backup there due to an earlier crash. There is an 80% chance of rain today and a high of 88. Cloudy this evening and a low of 74, 73 currently here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The White House says they have accomplished a big victory dealing with Mexico and illegal border crossings. Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation that makes it tougher to change the Florida Constitution through petition drives. And after a decade-long pay freezes, congressional Democrats are looking to give Congress a pay increase.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, don't forget, this Saturday, myself, Roger, a bunch of us are going to be out at the Tools for a Time. We'll talk radio, WBOB. Dad, you can get a chance to win one of those very, very expensive lawnmowers. There is no charge. Mm-hmm. There is no fee. It's what's called, Roger, as you've been talking about, Father Mo's Best. It's a way of getting Dad one of those nice, expensive lawnmower jobbies out there. Also, they can get a chance to compete for other prizes that cost a lot of money. It's free, but if you want to, it's like one of these races. You got to get in. It's going to be fun. Over 200-plus people are going to be there. And, folks, it's free, but you've got to enter to do this. You just can't show up. Now, you sit back and say, Ed, I just want to come out and hang out with you and Raj. Well, that's by all means, you can do that.
Yeah, free barbecue from Sonny's.
Yeah,
great
free
time.
Barbecue
Bring the
from
family.
Sonny's.
Kids jumping around at the bounce house. Lots of fun.
Yeah, but moms, wives, you want to win that husband of yours a Father's Day gift? Yeah, combine it with the kids?
A lot of family, a lot of kids and wives are signing up their husbands. Surprise, guess where we're going Saturday?
Yeah.
And then they'll find out we have
Get out from watching that the ESPN fishing show early in the morning. You listen to Vic Tyson here. Get off the couch a little bit when I take you to the Father Mo's Best. It's going to be the Tools for a Time coming up this Saturday. Tools for a Time, by the way, the website's phenomenal. All the stuff they have, boat parts, stuff for boats, stuff for water pumps, lawnmowers, generators. It's going to be in Mandarin off Old St. Augustine Road. We want you there. I'd love to meet you. We're going to put a lot of pictures on Facebook, a lot of them on the WBOB website. But it's a free event. But if you want a chance to win those expensive running lawnmower and other stuff as well, you got to register. You can't show up. I mean, you can show up to hang out. But in order to win, you've got to come up with a website. Just go to WBOB.com. Again, that's WBOB.com. One of the big news stories we're talking about this morning, congressional leaders say, hey, you know, Roger, we haven't had a pay increase for 10 years. We only make $174,000. Oh, by the way, we don't include the health care, the benefits there, but we need a 2.5% pay increase to go up to about $4,500 in the next several months. The Democrats say, hey, listen, it just ain't us. There's a lot of bipartisan support for a pay increase. Republicans probably would love to see a pay increase. They can get away with it because they know it'll pass the House.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd have enough for the president will veto that as well. Democrats say they need a cost of living adjustment. They need to bump up the pay to $4,500 next year. So I say no. Roger says, hey, they're not being paid enough. They're underpaid. They need to make more money. They got two houses to take care of. They got one in the district, wherever they're representing. And then they have another. Maybe the district's too big, Roger. They need two houses in the district. And they need one in Washington, D.C. My question to you is, what should Congress make each year? And number two, are they not being paid enough? And should they make more money? Give me the pros and cons. 831-0600-904-831-0600. I don't advocate it. Roger says no, they need to get more money.
I did, and also floated the idea of maybe having Congress develop a couple of condo complexes where if they don't have a place to live, they can choose to live in the condo, and that's covered as part
more
of what they
government
get.
House. Well, right.
The president gets the White House, the vice president gets the U.S. Naval Observatory.
Right.
Members of Congress are on their own having to sleep in their offices, like Governor Ron DeSantis had to do when he was in Congress.
I had to go sleep in there inside there. Hey, I've had to spend nights at a radio station hurricanes. And the food wasn't that good. It wasn't here. It was some other ones. But anyway, so what do you think? Should Congress make more money? Give me the pros and cons. Some of you are saying, why not? They're not making enough money. Some of you are saying, Heck no. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Well, morning. I think the condo thing is spot on. I think they all should mix in. There's no separate for Republicans and Democrats. I think there should be a minimum hours of attendance for them on the floor. They have to be there, get their pay. Health care, that's a dead issue. Everybody pretty much knows that should be taken away or at least limited. And then to Roger, I wanted to say, you know, why is it that the mass majority of them, when they leave office, are millionaires?
That's a very good question. But, you know, freshman congressmen, they're broke when they show up. So,
and that's why we should give them housing and a place they can stay. We'll pay for the electric and water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge raise for them. But they don't need any more money than that.
Yeah.
And then we have to give them hours that they have to be on the floor.
I love that idea. Make them go to work instead of just, you know, staying home and not doing anything unless, you know, their vote is critical to have something on the agenda passed. I love that idea.
All right. Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. 831-0600. Here's one. Let's get some emails here. 831-0600. Kelly says, can you imagine if you had crappy radio ratings and you asked for a raise? Oh, believe me, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Not from this end. I'm just saying. Here's one from Leonard. I would be interested in knowing what the total compensation package they have comes to.
They do get a nice little retirement package as well.
Yes. I mean, also those worth millions need to donate their paycheck like President Trump. Interesting here. Let me see. A lot of other people have been weighing in on this one. Here's one for Michael. 831-06. Yeah, go to line 2. 831-0600. Michael says, yeah, I kind of agree with Roger. They don't make enough money. I mean, and to sit back and say, well, if you can't afford both houses, you shouldn't run. Ed, like you asked the question, preachers can't afford a lot, but they're doing the good Lord's work. Shouldn't they be able to maybe have a little bit of a pay raise every now and then? I don't disagree with that.
Some preachers do okay.
Yeah, if you like Kenneth Copeland out there, $750 million, and the third jet he's got, and Jesse Duplantis, he brags about getting new planes out there. Wow. And by the way, I did a post about some of these guys are hypocrites because I'm not a fan of TV evangelists because they always misuse scripture. And, man, I got thrown under the bus. Oh, man, they need these planes, Ed. They need them so they can get away from the rest of the world before they get to a sermon. 831-0600. Here's one from Tammy. Ed, I don't have a problem of them getting a pay increase if they work more. Here's another one. You ready for this one, Raj, on a local level? Here's one from Tamara. She says, why should a school board member here locally make more than a first-year school teacher if we're going to talk about pay raises? A lot of people weighing in. Let's go to John. Hey, John, good morning.
You know, shaking hands is very expensive.
Yeah.
The average congressman makes $174,000 a year. That's the first year.
Okay.
Now, as far as men becoming millionaires, Congress is the only one that gets a waiver. They are allowed to insider trade. Most people aren't aware of that.
That's right.
The Congress passed a law to try to block that. And it did pass. It was signed by the president. And then the first year of the administration, the Obama administration, they repealed it. And they went right back to insider trading.
Really?
That's how they become millionaires.
That's dirty. I didn't know they could do that.
Huh. Oh, they can do that. Also, you know, since they're all in those pedophilia cults, they raise the prices. So, you know, that's very expensive now, pedophilia. So they got, you know, those cults cost a lot of money.
Who's it? Wait, what congressman's involved in pedophilia? I missed that one.
Oh, you don't know about the pedophilia? You don't know about Congress pushing the pedophilia sneakers and Netflix pushing the pedophilia TV shows?
No.
Oh, listen, I could go on all day, but I know. Listen, who's your flagship station? Is it ABC?
No, we don't have a flagship station.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a flag, you know, like one of the conglomerates or not.
No. We own a bunch of stations, but it's not like that one, no. But I thought this was going down the stretch like R. Kelly or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? So, but anyway, that was interesting about that.
They can insider trade.
Well, yeah, technically, I mean, yeah, they can pass bills and do insider trading. I mean, he's technically correct.
Wow.
James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I think it should be based on what they get done. I mean, what do? They sit there and obstruct.
Okay, but James, hold on. But my mic's a little hot there. James, what if they? I mean, they whether you agree with it or not, you say they should do it on based on what they get done. They have passed a lot of bills.
you know, if you look at popularity of Congress today, it's like all they do is try to obstruct anything that's good for the country. We all know we need a border wall.
Right.
Okay? And what do? Nothing.
Hmm. You know, James, it sounds like you could come up with a brilliant idea. Let's look, like, for example, at work. Let's say that work productivity. Let's say there's a big job like building the wall. Let's say work wanted to come by and say, James, we're going to give you a 8% increase on that if it passes. If we do something about maybe more of foreign goods, not with the tariffs, we'll give you a 5% raise on that, based on merit, huh?
I love it.
All right, James, you made me think. Go ahead.
I want to see something positive done for the country.
Yeah.
And this thing about, well, I don't like Trump, so I'm not going to go along with this no matter what. Like Pelosi, I'm not going to give a dollar to the wall. I mean, come on.
Hey, James, you know what I would do? I would say, if you get an impeachment vote, we'll give you a $15,000 pay increase just to see all who would vote in favor of it and lose their election seat next year.
Absolutely. I love it.
All right. Good to talk to you. I like callers, man. They come up with some good ideas.
Yes.
831-0600. My man Roger Henderson says, no, they're not making. He said it. I'm not making this up. You think we're playing the part? No, I'm not in favor of Congress getting a pay raise. By the way, how many of y'all think your local elected official is being overpaid? How about that one? How about your school board member? You think he or she's being overpaid? And what should they make per year? 831-0600. So Roger asked an interesting question. Then if you don't think they are being overpaid, then what should be their annual salary? Right. Roger thinks they're not being paid enough.
And again, the premise of my position is the fact that they have to have two households. Not like us, where you got one house wherever you live in Florida or Georgia, wherever it may be, South Carolina. But they actually have to have two homes, one in the district and another one in a very expensive city.
So they need more money.
Yeah.
All right. That's what Roger says. Let's go to Mark. Mark wants to weigh in. Hey, Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Morning. How you doing? I think I don't think they need a pay raise. I think until they balance the budget, we lock their pay, and every month they don't balance the budget, we cut their pay $2,000 until they do balance the budget.
I like that. But hold on, Mark. Now, you have to add on this one here. Does that mean that they have to balance the budget with spending increases, tax increases, or spending cuts?
Well, I think they ought to put their name out there and do whatever. They ought to vote for whatever they vote for. And then when people get mad enough, they'll start voting these worthless idiots out, and we'll just replace them all with second graders. We'd be a lot better off.
Wow.
Gosh.
You know, interesting. Mark's kind of – I like Mark's thinking. He didn't say, well, it ought to be this. He says, no. Let them vote the way they think they ought to do it, and then let the voters decide. I mean, folks, there's only ways you got to balance the budget. Either you cut spending – or you have that wouldn't cut spending, continuing resolutions, or you have major spending, or actually have major tax increases.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there was a cartoon one time, a bunch of clowns were walking up the steps in D.C., and the reporter goes, oh, it looks like Congress is back in session. So anyway, 831-0600, I'm still on the pedophilia thing. I didn't realize that was happening in Congress. Anyway, I don't know about that. 831-0600, Roger says, members of Congress are... Is Alexandria Cortez making enough money? Not according to Roger. She's not making enough money out there. She's John Rutherford, Michael Waltz. They're not making enough money. They need to make more. What do you think about that? 831, I understand the premise. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
If you're at 95 going south near the airport, look out for a crash. We're getting reports of lots of backup there. 295 north and I-10. There's a bad accident there. Two lanes are blocked. Plan on delays if you go that way. And 95 north near Union Street, there's another accident this morning.
Hi, this is Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Our dear friend, Teresa Ross, is leading a group of friends from the radio station on a tour of the Holy Land this fall. And you are invited to join her on this trip of a lifetime.
Imagine seeing the places we read about in the Bible, visiting the Garden of Gethsemane, getting baptized in the Jordan River, the same river where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and visiting the city of Jerusalem.
Thanks, guys. I'd love for you to come with me to the Holy Land in late October. Our tour will be professionally guided by Christian Expedition. It goes from October 28th through November 6th, a 10-day trip there in Israel. And they're going to show us all the important sites, explain their significance, answer our questions, as we experience the land of the Bible. If you want to find out more about that, All you have to do is call this number right now, 904-831-TRIP, 904-831-TRIP. I really hope you can go.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Imagine your dad
high atop a burly, gravely riding lawnmower, deftly navigating through a fun course at the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th at Tools for a Time. Your dad in control of the ultimate mowing machine. He could also win that fabulous machine. Get him signed up to drive in the Father Mo's Best 500 at WBOB.com.
There's about an 80% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 88 degrees. This evening will be cloudy and then it clears. Overnight a low of about 74. Right now, 73 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds 56% of registered voters see Roe v. Wade as settled law and do not want the court to review the issue. An economic report shows lawsuits coming at the expense of Floridians. And a new app is being introduced as a way to help reduce violence in schools.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
To tonight's honorees, and welcome to my fellow candidates, whom I consider we are all a part of being the Avengers. The Republicans in 2016, that was the Hunger Games.
That's Eric Sliwell, Democrat, says that his 2020 buddies that are running for president are all the Avengers.
The Avengers.
So I need to remind him that a few of the Avengers die. So no spoilers. I saw the movie.
Starts Friday at a theater near you.
Yeah, it already started. Anyway, 831-0600. I guess maybe don't want to end up like John Wick's movies, maybe, okay? 831-0600. Some of you have been emailing. You don't think Congress is making enough money. You must be one of those 15% that think Congress is doing a pretty good job. Anyway, let's go to Eileen. Eileen, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just got the tail end of your review and your topic, and I'm at work. But I think if they want to raise, what they should have to do is go through, just like the private sector, they have to go through a review of their constituents, not their peers, because it's peers, but review of their constituents, just like we all do for a raise. If they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. But they have to show some input into what they're there for. Many of them are off and about, and they shouldn't be.
Eileen, Roger, I think that is one of the greatest things I've ever heard about whether Congress should not get a pay or not. Send it out. Well, they do everything else on taxpayer dollars on their letters out there of all the good things they've done.
They send letters when it's time to vote for them. You never hear about them again. So why can't they send letters when they want some money?
That is a great question. That is a great one.
They should have the same health care that they vote for us.
That's a good idea, too.
Eileen, sure. I like the way you think.
Thank you.
All right.
I think Congressman Yoho, he signs up for Obamacare because he thinks that it's not fair that Congress gets a better health care
Everybody
program.
Else got to do it. Why can't they?
Exactly.
She brings a good point. Wait, we want a pay raise. Let's submit it to the voters out there. If they don't think we're doing a good enough job, we can't get a pay raise. Mmm, interesting take on that. I never even thought about that one. That's a good call. Let's go to Greg. Hey, Greg, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, I disagree with you, Roger. Usually I agree with what you say. The fact that they own two houses because of where they live, most of us choose our careers, our jobs that we do. And most of our jobs are, the pay that we receive are determined by market forces. And I was wondering how could you do that with Congress, but I totally agree with what Eileen just said. Because that is a brilliant idea. You know, so, I mean, even like, I'm a truck driver.
Uh-huh.
So I maintain a house at home, and this is my home away from home. So I have to maintain this based on what market forces.
Right.
And a lot of times when Congress, they pass regulations, that stifles a lot of people's ability to make more money.
Mm.
That's a great point, based on market forces.
I can certainly, you know, feel your frustration there, but do you want to have a Congress that's made up, and of course it already is to a large degree, is a prerequisite to already be a millionaire because you can't afford it otherwise?
No, I wouldn't. But, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to giving them some kind of stipend or something to help them along, you know, the first couple of years or whatever. I have to budget my money. Why can't they do the same with theirs?
That's a good point. Greg says market forces. I like that. With back-to-back calls, I like that. I mean, we'll get back-to-back calls. I'm talking the idea that if they want to submit it out there, I mean, why not? Real quick. Eileen said something that really does in many ways make sense. Hear me out for a second. That, well, why not have them on their website? Or by the way, Congress sends out a lot of information, not campaign stuff, but based on taxpayer. And they send out like the, let's say, the Waltz or Rutherford, or it's the Rutherford Report, whatever they want to call it.
Okay.
And they said, and he's honest at the bottom, this is paid for by taxpayer's expense. I'm just giving it an example out there. And they talk about the bills. They don't talk about what party they're with. They talk about the bills that are being supported out there. Do we not sit back, folks, and think about this for a second? Do we not sit back and brag, well, listen, the majority of my constituents calling in says that I should support Medicare for all. The majority of my constituents say that we're not in favor of gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Then if that is going to be bragging rights, whether or not you would support a bill or not, then why not use the same type of mark or barometer by sitting back going, you know what, we want voter approval for this or that, or the reason why I should or should not vote for a bill. Then why don't we leave it to the constituency to sit back and say whether or not you deserve a pay increase. All right? Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. There is no other entity that I can think of but the federal government that's allowed to overspend. In the, you know, we've got a deficit that exceeds $20 trillion. So why don't we tie their pay raises to the amount of reduction in the deficit that they're able to accomplish year over year? So you get a certain percentage raise if you bring down the deficit $1 trillion, say.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's kind of like one of the other callers said a few moments ago. If you can't pass a budget, whether it's going to be a tax increase or whatever, or spending cuts, you shouldn't get a pay raise. If you try to do like the private sector, where you can get, but if you cut spending on air, they'll actually give you a pay performance, and I like that.
Yeah.
Or you come up with the, or something is done, and it's almost like a pinball machine. You hit that one, you get 500 points. You hit that one, you get 200 points. It's kind of interesting, maybe based on the popularity. If you can get healthcare done, whether you agree with it or not, I'm saying certain areas, then we'll give you a 5% pay increase on that. This is too simple. You get immigration reform done, you do something about the border wall, you get 20. If this is all they had in income, and they had to base it on how they address certain bills, I'm telling you, there'd be a lot more compromise, and there'd be a lot more, at least those getting together and trying to figure out how to get things done.
Well, some people want their congressman to go to Washington to stop all the new legislation being, and they just keep it the same. You know, let's not, you know, go ahead and go down this path. Like, for example, you're taking that same argument 8 years ago, we would have given them a raise for passing Obamacare.
David says, for 138 days of work, pay me $100,000. Oh, I know. Here's one.
174.
No, they said if you want to lower. I know. Yes, it's 174. Thomas says term limits. Tracy says, okay, fine. I'll give them $200,000, but they got to go along with the term. That might be a nice offset right there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay you $200,000, not $174,000, $200,000, but you got to have term limits on that. Interesting. I wonder if that might offset certain things. 831-0600. 831-0600. 800-400-0100 Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 going south at I-10, there's a bad accident there. A couple of lanes are blocked. I-95 north at Union Street, an accident. And 95 going south near the airport, there's another crash.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
lose. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Lots of rain with thunderstorms expected today, a high of 88. This evening, early clouds then clearing. About a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight and a low of 74. Right now, 73 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
So we got a big event coming up this Saturday. Again, the Father Mo's Best for those of you out there that want to get your dad something special. Well, hey, then why not get into something for free? And don't we all like free stuff? Mm-hmm. Father Mo's Best, which will be at a Tools for a Time off Old St. Augustine Road in Mandarin. Your father can sign up. I mean, wives, you looking for a gift for your husband? Hey, sign up to win one of those fancy, expensive lawnmowers and other prizes that they can't show up, Roger. They got to sign up, but it's called Father Mo's Best. It's a race.
It's the Father Mo's Best 500, and the dad who comes in first wins that riding lawnmower.
And Sonny's Barbecue is going to be out there, bounce houses, but you got to sign up. Couple hundred, I mean, folks, it's going to be busy. Love to meet you. I'm going to be out there. Roger's going to be out there this Saturday around 10 a.m., but you got to sign in order for your chance to win that mower and the chance to get in, of course, to win the race. Just go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. People are asking me, can my 18-year-old drive for me? He's a better driver on the mower. I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
I think it's for fathers.
Ask the boss.
Ask the boss. No, I'm asking you, Roger.
I don't know.
831-0600, 904-831-0600. Liberals up next. Wait till you hear this clip saying, no, you can't ask about somebody's mentality or how they legally got a gun. No, no, no. We just need to ban guns. We don't need to ask them what specifically caused them to do that crime. Wait till you hear this clip coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's top diplomat spewing threats against the U.S. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif saying the United States, in his words, cannot expect to stay safe after launching what he describes as an economic war against Tehran. The Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee expected to approve a resolution today asking the courts to force Attorney General William Barr to respond to requests for information. President Trump says he reserves the right to impose tariffs on Mexican imports if Mexico fails to follow through on a deal brokered with the U.S. One person was killed, five others injured, when a construction crane fell on a five-story apartment building in Dallas over the weekend. It happened during a period of fierce weather with high winds. Wall Street Dow futures up 133. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. I-295 north at I-10 has been being described as almost like a parking lot due to a bad accident there. A couple of lanes there are blocked. 95 south near the airport at Airport Road, there has been a crash. And if you're at 95 going south at around Union Street, there's a crash there this morning. Lots of rain today, a high of 88. Cloudy this evening with a low of 74. Right now, it is 73 here at WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. After a decade-long pay freeze, congressional Democrats are looking to give Congress a pay increase. The White House says they've accomplished a big victory dealing with Mexico and illegal border crossings. And Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation making it tougher to change the Florida Constitution through petition drives.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
As you know, over the last couple of weeks, actually about a week and a half, ever since that unfortunate shooting that took place in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where Dwayne Braddock killed 12 individuals. I guess some of them might have been colleagues he worked with at a municipal building. That's a government building there. Two guns he legally purchased. Let me set this story up. Handguns, by the way, not an AR-15. Two guns legally that he purchased. And they're asking the question, what was wrong with the guy? Was he mentally ill? Can't ask that question anymore. Well, what about the gun laws that might have prevented some of the gun shootings? For example, Nicholas Cruz in the Parkland shooting of February of 2018. What about Omar Mateen? June of 2016 with pretty much killing 49 individuals at the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Biggest mass shootings that we've had since the federal background check system went into place, and not a single one of the 12 would have been prevented. We're talking Parkland, we're talking Newtown, we're talking San Bernardino.
Firearms attorney Ryan Kleckner, he says, okay, tell me what laws would have prevented this. Now, wait till you hear this, folks. Now, according to the left, we don't need to be talking. That's not the right question to ask. According to Charles Blow from the New York Times, he says, we don't need to be asking about whether or not they were mentally ill, a bad breakup, how they were raised. Oh, no. He goes, that's not the question we should be asking. What should be asking is, why do we have all these guns in society today?
Can I just say this?
It would not, because it was.
Journalists have to stop asking that horrible question. What? That is a horrible question, because what we're doing is picking out one incident out of 30,000 deaths per year and saying, how could you solve this one thing? That is not the objective of gun control. The objective of gun control is to reduce capacity to kill people who should not.
Reduce the capacity. Hey, go try that in a court of law. Well, sir, why did that individual cause that crime? Well, it doesn't matter. It was just guns caused the crime, not the individual himself.
He killed. Yes. And once you reframe it that way, maybe the proposal I have today will not solve that problem, but it cuts into this massive number of people that we're losing to gun violence. That is the question.
Of course, the audience applauses. Really? So what about all the gun crimes that happened in Jacksonville and Orlando? What about Chicago? No, we don't need to ask it whether there's a culture defect going on, whether or not somebody ticked somebody else off, or maybe it was self-defense. No, it doesn't matter. That's not the question we should be asking, Roger. The question is, why do we have all these guns out here? More of the clip.
Do we seriously saying you shouldn't be able to answer the question as a politician? How will your plan specifically stop this problem?
But the framing of the question is wrong. I'm saying what the politician should say if somebody asked him that wrong question is to say, let me say, I don't know what might have would prevented this person, and I don't know all the issues involved in that. But what I know is that what the science tells us about access,
right,
and capacity to kill,
yes,
if we do certain things, we will reduce the number
somewhat
of people.
The science.
It seems like these liberals, once they throw out the word science, you can't argue against it.
Where does he get the science out of? Mad Magazine? I don't know.
He didn't cite the source. So, interesting.
Yeah. So Bill, they never do, by the way. Bill Maher from Real Time, he's not a conservative. He says, listen, Democrats need to get off this gun issue. It hasn't worked in the past. It ain't going to work coming up in 2020.
I don't like guns. Have some. Don't like them. Have it for an emergency. Like some people do. Lots of people do. And their view is, yes, there is a violence problem with guns, but not me. And you're going after me. And I'm just saying, some of the solutions, all of the solutions, I don't know if it would solve the gun problem. And to die on this hill and lose an election, because we've lost elections before on this issue, which is not a winning issue for Democrats. But just, first of all, the liberals should learn more about guns.
Liberals should learn more about guns. According to a Hill-Harris X poll, now these are quite interesting numbers when you break them down. 56% say that Roe versus Wade should be settled law. It does not need to be brought back up again in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. 44% say they disagree with that. But listen, when you talk about certain age groups where there are major differences about whether or not Roe versus Wade should be brought back up from thehill.com.
Overall, a majority of Americans, 56%, think the Supreme Court should not take a new case on abortion and that Roe v. Wade is settled law. 44% believe otherwise. However, we noticed some interesting divisions in our survey. Though majorities of all age groups think Roe v. Wade is settled law, younger folks were more likely to say it should be revisited. About half of 18 to 34-year-olds, 49%, believe Roe v. Wade is ready for another look by the high court. And it decreases as voters get older. 44% of 35 to 49-year-olds and those 50 to 64 agree. And just 36% of Americans 65 and older say the decision should be revisited.
All right, let me stop right there for a quick second. 56%, according to the poll numbers out there, say that the majority of voters that it should not be revisited. I would have thought that would have been 60 to 70%.
Right.
Or am I wrong on that?
You know what? It surprises me that so many young people
Correct.
Are saying so. You know, you would think that the young people are a lot more, quote,
more liberal, yeah.
but they're not in this area.
According to the numbers, ages 18 to 34, the millennials out there, mm-hmm. it's actually split 51-49, looking at the margin of error 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
50% technically believe that the issue should be revisited.
Should be revisited by the courts. Yeah, that's very interesting.
And of course, the strong majority of those 65 years and over, 64% of them, those of you that are retired, mm-hmm. said that the issue should not even be re-examined at all.
Very, very interesting. I guess Nancy Pelosi's in that group.
I think a lot of people would be in that group as well. Exactly. Nancy Pelosi, when it comes to the issue of tariffs, Mexico, did President Trump get a win-win? Many people are saying yes. The White House says they certainly got a win. Listen to this clip. Fox News even reports that Mexico, after the president says, I'm going to jack up the tariffs on you unless you stop more of the influx of illegal immigration and illegal border crossings, they're blocking a caravan coming from Guatemala full of about 1,000 people.
In a gesture that could help trade talks with Washington, Mexico blocked a new caravan of Central American migrants that illegally crossed into Guatemala heading for the United States. There was about 1,000 in it.
About 1,000 in it. And how big are the crossings out there? Remember, there is no crisis that's going on, but remember the influx, the amount of people in 2014 and 2016? Well, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, he says, guess what the influx this year has been? Much bigger than those 2 years combined.
So we had two prior surges of families and children at the border, 2014 and 2016. At that time, President Obama called it a humanitarian crisis. In the last 2 months alone, we have more than doubled those two full years of crisis. So to give you a sense of how many people are crossing the border, 144,000 last month. When I was in Guatemala last week, a man came up to me and said, hey, we know that bringing a child is a passport for migration to the United States.
That's right.
The smugglers are advertising it. Mm. This flow is not going to stop without coordinated efforts with Mexico. But
that's right. It is not going to stop. But listen to what the left is saying now. Here is Neera Tanden. This is a very well-known, very liberal, popular group called Center for American Progress. I guess she's the president. She says, hey, wait, the president campaign on slowing down the growth of illegal aliens. In fact, if you look at the numbers, those coming over the borders have gone up under President Trump. How is he going to be able to campaign on that re-election issue?
I think the issue here for the president is now he's an incumbent. And when he faces re-election, he's going to have a set of facts. The set of facts are that there are more border crossings now than there were 2-3 years ago, and that his policies so far have not succeeded. Every Democrat has recognized that what's happening at the border is a crisis.
Really? So here's the case. I'd like to ask you at 904-831-0600, does the left have an interesting soundbite? Well, wait a second. I mean, a lot of people still coming across this border.
A lot of them.
A lot of them under President Trump. And he said he was going to make Mexico pay for it. He was going to stop it. I mean, let me ask you, what is the president going to be able to say to that if asked that question? How would you out there listening, 904-831-0600, I'd like to hear your view on this one. If illegal aliens, border crossings, immigration has gone up under President Trump, then how is he going to be able to defend it? It's kind of got into an interesting argument between the Wall Street Journal's Jason Riley and Neera Tanden, and he said one of the issues and one of the reasons why is, well, hey, when you got all these ridiculous asylum laws, of course people are going to jump over.
Lots of Democrats have talked. You just said it a minute ago. Democrats have been saying it's a humanitarian crisis. It's a moral crisis.
Democrats are now ignoring the humanitarian crisis.
They're not. Lots of Democrats have talked about it. They just have a different strategy. If you listen to...
The asylum system is being gamed, and Democrats know it. They know that people are showing up on the border with kids because they know they will get into the country and be released. And most of those people released will not show up with their hearing.
That's
all right, so what if a lot of people don't show up with their kids? I mean, again, I ask the question. If the numbers have not gone down under President Trump, why is that?
And remember, asylum is supposed to be people who are fleeing persecution, usually political persecution, and that's just the avenue they're using to exploit to get here.
According to liberal radio talk show host Richard Fowler, he says, wait a second. The Democrats are willing to compromise, and listen to what he says what they're willing to compromise on. You wouldn't think this compromise is coming from the Democrats. This sounds more like a Republican plan.
What we can do, what Democrats are willing to do today is we're willing to work with Republicans to get more immigration judges. We're willing to work with Republicans on hardening points of entry. We're willing to work with Republicans on finding a way to speed up and modernize our visa system, right? And remember the fact that 90% of
that sounds very conservative out there.
He sounds like a Republican.
Yeah, he does.
Folks coming to our country illegally are because of visa overstays, not pouring across our southern border. And these are all things that we're willing to work with Republicans on. The question is, are Republicans willing to come to the table and work with us on these things?
Wait. Who has to come who to the table?
He's trying to get the Republicans to work with the Democrats on common sense things.
Oh,
sounds
boy.
Like it's reverse, though, to me.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the reverse psychology going around when it kind of comes to that issue right there. Remember our good friend Jim Acosta? I'll get to him in a moment. President Trump has gone after Jim Acosta for the last couple of years. CNN, the media, trying to divide the U.S.
You would think they'd want to make our country great again. And I honestly believe they don't. I honestly believe it. If you want to discover the source of the division in our country, look no further than the fake news and the crooked media.
And the crooked media. But Jim Acosta, I guess he's out there promoting a book. He says, he says, we're not the enemy. He even says the Trump supporters are not the enemy. Mm. But he really goes after the media, and not Fox News, by the way. He says the media has not done enough in becoming more unified, not standing up against President Trump.
At times that the press had been a bit more in solidarity with one another and standing up to this White House and saying, listen, the president can't call us the enemy of the people. We're not going to go along with that. We've missed some opportunities here and there to challenge that. It hasn't been perfect. We're all grappling with how do we cover this president. But my sense of it is that we have to stand for the truth. We're not just here to report the news.
Can I ask a question? Did they have a rough time grappling with the presidency of Barack H. Obama? I'm sorry. He didn't tell a lot of lies like Trump. That's what they've been saying out there. Right?
We're here also to defend the truth. And we don't want our kids to grow up in a country where it's okay to say the press is the enemy. And I know that sounds corny and it sounds like, Jim's just getting on a soapbox. It's not taking a stand on a political issue.
No,
it's taking
it's
a stand on an American issue.
It's not.
We should not be called the enemy of the people. You're not my enemy. I'm not your enemy. Trump supporters.
How come
not
they're not saying
enemy?
It's racism that Trump doesn't like the media? I'm always using the word racism out there. 831-0600. Congressional salaries have been frozen since 2009, but according to reports out this morning, House Democrats are looking to break that decade-long pay freeze and give everybody, members of Congress, a cost-of-living increasement about $4,500 a year right now. Currently, some of the higher leadership on the House and Republican side make a lot more, but $174,000 per year, that's eight times the minimum wage, saying that others deserve out there. Democrats want to propose about a $4,500 pay increase of $174,000. That would bump it up to about $179,000. According to the Democrats, there's bipartisan support. It's about a 2.5% pay increase. Roger says they're not making enough money. You're not making enough money. You got to have two houses. I say I wouldn't give them a pay increase. Roger says do give them a pay increase. I'm just kind of curious of what should be the market salary for a congressman or a congresswoman.
Well, here's the deal. Like I mentioned, they do have to maintain two households, one of which in a very expensive city. Washington, D.C. is no, inexpensive town to live in, to be frank with you. I'm wondering whether or not I should start a GoFundMe page to maybe build them a condo complex or buy out one of the big hotels in Washington and let that be congressional housing. and then that let that be in lieu of a raise.
831-0600. Roger says, give him a pay increase. I say no. But are there alternatives out there? Some are saying, well, okay, fine, I'll give you term limits for 6 years. Then you can make $200,000 a year. How about that one? 831-0600. By the way, if you wanted to get, can I just, let me go just a tad further here. If you wanted to sit back and say, and some of you have been saying that Congress members aren't, or Congress members, be PC there, are not making enough money, then what should they make per year? Number two, do you think local city council people, county commissioners, do you think your school board member is making enough money? Should your school board member be making more money than your first year teacher at a public school? How about that question? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Roger says they need to make more money. What do you think? This is Talk Radio WBOB.
I-95 South near the airport. There's been a crash there this morning. And we watched the traffic cams. Don't see a whole lot of slowdown there. However, on the west side, 295 North at I-10, there has been a bad accident there. Earlier, two lanes are blocked. Now the cars have been moved to the left emergency lane. And if you're at 95 South at Dunn Avenue, watch out for something in the middle of the highway. I think a car is stalled and it's in the center lane.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 15th at 12 noon, it's the Great Atlantic Festival 2019 at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Planning lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 88 degrees when the sun is shining. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain, 74 degrees the low. Right now it is 73 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. An economic report shows lawsuits coming at the expense of Floridians. A new app is being introduced as a way to help reduce violence in schools. And a new poll finds 56% of registered voters see Roe v. Wade as settled law and do not want the courts to review the issue.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
In hour number two, around 7:30 this morning, we had Bill Hurley, who is the state executive director of the National Federation of Independent Business, a story that's coming out this week They broke it over the weekend, but there's a big press conference about how that excessive tort cost, tort reform, you know, tad the lawyers, trial lawyers, everything else, has, they say, led to about 126,000 jobs being lost in Florida, $7.6 billion annual direct costs that comes out of your back pocket out there. They say that these reports show excessive lawsuits coming at the expense of Floridians. I have always, I don't know if we have time this morning, I have always found this to be a fascinating debate. Well, should they be tort? Should people pain and suffering, should they be limited how much money they can be able to be awarded? Now, I know there's two different types, jury awarding and, you know, whatever the other stuff out there is. We need more tort reform, Ed. It's costing us too much money. Insurance, I understand all that because we have lawsuit advertisement left and right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the question I like to ask is, should they be awarded? I mean, there's also been... there's been proposals as well. Now, follow me for a second. Not only do we want to limit, put a cap on what people should be awarded on, pain and suffering, all the other stuff, which is an interesting debate. How do you put a cap on that? Number two, there's also been reports or proposals over the last many years, Roger, of how much lawyers can be awarded.
Right.
For winning a case.
Yeah, that's already been passed, I believe, with medical malpractice, where they can only get a certain amount of money matter how much they get for their
client. Right, and then there's, you know, and of course, you know, when you sit down with a trial lawyer, and I've had to do this in the past before, 40%, whatever they win, they're going
to
get.
If it goes to court.
Not even goes to court. 40% if the insurance company makes a compromise.
Okay.
Okay. They'll get 40%. Can I ask, and I'm just, let me throw this out there. Should there be a cap on how much lawyers can make? Yes or no? Why should there be a cap on how much lawyers can make? I mean, if you're for the free market, why would you want to cap somebody's wages? 40% is, okay, that may be a lot. Why not? I mean, is that the standard rule? Some would say yes. Some would say it's even more, by the way, if there's extra costs that occur with this. Should there be a cap on how much a lawyer can make? Because if you're all about the free market, shouldn't they make as much as they want? And should, if you're going to negotiate that down, should that not be negotiated through the client and the attorney out there? Oh, I knew it would blow up the phones. I knew it. Should have saved this for tomorrow. But should we put a cap on how much trial lawyers can make? That's the question. You want to take a couple of calls on that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Keith. Got to make these quick. Hey, Keith, good morning. What do you think?
I'll be real quick, and I'd love to hear you go on this tomorrow, sir.
I'll do it. If you will call in, I'll even give you on that line. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, I'll just make one point. We don't need tort reform. What we need is insurance companies to pay, to pony up what they owe. And again, I'm going to go to this.
All right.
A $800 payout that they knew they had to pay, they knew the guy could not afford a lawyer for, or would be able to get a lawyer for, they refused to pay.
Yeah.
It ended up costing the insurance company $40,000 in legal fees, and they finally paid the guy his $800. We don't need to screw with tort reform. We just need to mess with the insurance companies.
All right, Keith, I'm going to bring the story up tomorrow.
How do we do that, though? Do we get the insurance commissioner to go after them?
No, there'll be rules and regulations on that as well, or they have to pay it much quicker. David. Hey, David, good morning.
A few years ago, a lady ran a stop sign. I hit the side of her car, crushed the bones underneath both eyes, knocked the left eyeball out of the socket, broke the left zygomatic arch, broke the mandible, left me with my jaws wired shut for 2 months. Put a price on it. I still feel it. That was 1969.
Wow. I got to get running here. I think a lot of people would agree with you. How do you put a price on it?
Exactly.
This is going to be a big story. I want to cover it more tomorrow. It's a story I wanted to cover today, but with other issues with the congressional pay raise. And I want to get to other issues, but Roger had to interrupt me and tell him that, no, they need to get a pay increase. They're not making enough money out there.
Because they can't afford to live in D.C. It's too expensive.
Oh, man. 55 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.
295 south at I-10. A bad crash there is causing major delays if you're in that side of town. I-10 going east beginning at 95 back up there due to a broken down car. And if you're at 95, 10 at 95, we're seeing congestion there as well.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Joe Biden's convictions are like a sail in the wind. The presidential candidate goes wherever the political winds blow. Pressured by abortion rights groups and the hard left in his party, Biden has flipped on the question of the federal government, meaning taxpayers, paying for abortions. Just last week, Biden was maintaining his position against federal funding, but the pressure got to him and he flipped. He was asked by a member of the ACLU if elected president, would he overturn the Hyde Amendment that prohibits federal payments for abortions and for which he voted to maintain for decades when he was a U.S. senator. He responded he would keep the Hyde Amendment, but after an uproar from secular progressives, his campaign issued a statement claiming he misheard the question. Right. Biden is also again being accused of plagiarizing the work of others, a charge that derailed a previous run for president. Convictions are now something negotiable. It is why few trust politicians and why no one should trust Joe Biden. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Wondering how you're going to entertain your children this summer? YMCA Camp Immokalee has you covered. They'll never be bored with activities like kayaking, archery, ziplining, and fishing. Lifelong friendships will be made through evenings spent by the campfire. The staff at Camp Immokalee is carefully selected and will be a wonderful role model for your children. By helping create a warm and diverse community, you'll find your child begging to stay just one more day at Camp YMCA. Visit FirstCoastYMCA.org.
Don't let the sunshine fool you. Heavy rain expected this afternoon, a high of 88 this evening, low drops to 74. Right now, 73 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
So a lot of people have been weighing in on the congressional pay raise and like that. It's kind of an interesting story out there. It just really ticks people off. But I like what one of the callers said. I think she had a brilliant idea. If Congress wants a pay raise, let them submit it out to all the voters out there. And if you think they've done a good job, say yes, some no. You know what? Well, that doesn't mean everybody gets a pay raise. That's the whole point. If you think they're doing a good enough job, you will give them a pay raise. To the others, it is not.
So one congressman making more than another.
Technically, it's income inequality on the Congress side.
Okay.
That would go over real well. Hey, thankful to God every day for this radio show. You can always email me throughout the day. It's like, we got anything else better to do? No, we don't. But Ed at WBOB.com, Ed at WBOB.com. Again, thankful to God for all of this and all to you that tune in. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
See ya.